amount of time. So far, Jesus have appeared to millions of Iranians and people in the Middle East, even in Israel. I heard testimonies where Jesus himself appeared and they got saved. And they call the born-again Christians that's filled with the Holy Ghost the happy people. A man from Kenneth Hagin's ministry, he had finished Rhema and he was there. And he told how he was renting a place to live or an apartment from a Muslim. And the man ended up getting saved because he witnessed to him. But he had friends that Jesus appeared to. And every time they meet a Christian, they'll say, did Messiah appear to you? Or how did you get to know him? And most of them are coming to the Lord because Jesus is appearing to them. I thank God for, you know, when we all go to heaven after the rapture, and we're going to have testimonies of so many souls and how Jesus worked. We're going to love God so much because he loves us in every way. And every one of us know we did not deserve it, but God has a plan. Now, all of you ministers who want to know the perfect will of God for your life, keep drawing near. Just be obedient. Obedient is the beginning of all forms of prosperity, especially the best kind of prosperity. And finances is the lowest form of prosperity. You will heal emotionally. You will heal. You'll receive wisdom, knowledge. You'll be able to comprehend better. You'll be able to see the wisdom of God better. You'll trust God better. You'll trust God with more. And you won't hold back. And you'll stop depending on people that don't even like him. And a lot of people that are dependent, they set themselves up to fail when they depend on people that's half-hearted to help them do the will of God. If a person's half-hearted, I'd rather for them not to help me. If they give me money with strings attached, I would rather for them to keep it. And I mean that. I don't want money from anybody. If they love God and they want to be a blessing, they trust what I'm doing, fine. But if they want me to preach their sermon, and if they're trying to get me to preach something that they want or not preach something that God wants me to preach, I don't want their money. I want them to keep their money. And people do preach us this way. They start off putting in several hundred dollars or several thousand dollars. And then whatever sin they like, they say, "Brother preacher, you were kind of hard on those homosexuals, weren't you? Or on that adultery, weren't you? You talk about that a lot." They're hidden, trying to say, "Look, we don't want to hear that." Or they give the deacons, they get with the deacons, "Well, we're thinking about leaving, bro. Pastor, he don't believe a man can have a side girl." You know, all kind of stupid stuff. And then it caused the lukewarm pastors to fall. I want him, if I was a pastor, to take his behind on somewhere. I'm going to preach what God wants me to preach. I'm going to do it right. I said from the beginning, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do precisely what God say, and I land where I land. I'm not going to compromise with any organization, any denomination, lukewarm people, half-hearted people, cold-hearted people, especially wolves. And I'm going to do what God say do. And if in all honesty, I'm not angry. I don't mean any harm when I say this. But if I have to alter what God want me to say, I'd rather not preach. If somebody invite me and start telling me what we don't preach and what, why don't you preach what you want to preach? I'm not involved. I'm going to preach what God say. Even the government. Well, if you preach against this and homosexuals and gay marriage or whatever, it'll interfere with your 501c. You know what? I got one for the state. I don't care about that. I'd rather pay. I'm going to preach what God say. You can keep your 501c. I don't care. I didn't even finish filling out the federal form because of foolishness like that. When Obama was in office, they started this foolishness. Now, President Trump reversed it, but I don't care what they want. I'm going to preach what God say. They can keep their, you know, money is nothing to me, but God is everything. And he owns this planet and every dime on it. And all the people that, even the billionaires, they're going to die, and that money and everything they own is going to be right here. It's just a matter of time. I'm going to live in God's presence and do his will, flat-footed. If I had arches, and I am flat-footed, but if I had arches, I'd do it arch-footed. I mean what I say. It's important. I don't have to compromise. Satan is not my Lord. The spirit of fear will not be behind anything I do. I will not respond to the spirit of fear or doubt, unbelief, wrong knowledge, rebellion against knowledge. All that stuff got to go. Everything that's not like Jesus Christ got to go. Everything that is like Satan, it's got to go. Everything that's like, I confess it continually. And I mean it every time. Now, as we go forward doing the will of God, you're going to see things as they really are. And I want people to know what God is doing, what he's capable of. If you receive what God is saying, even if you don't believe it, if you receive what he's saying, and you the knowledge that you have already received will interfere with it, just like, you know, we talked about that. But now what I'm saying is, now that's a condition, but Christ is the healer. If you got any kind of condition, you can present it to God and he can help you heal. Now the way you defeat that thing, I don't like to show people a problem and not give them a solution. Some things you're going to see it for what it is and walk and turn it loose. Some things you got to have, you can go in his presence and dialogue with him and talk to him about all of your concerns and ask him to show you in his word how to make the adjustments. See, it's all right to say, Lord, I believe this. This is how I was taught. You may not see what I'm saying right now in certain categories. I believe this. It's just like the pre-tribulation rapture. That's what I was taught. But I listened to Irvin Baxter, and he gave some valid points about the post-tribulation rapture. And so did David Langford. So I'm not afraid to receive information. I never was taught by that. There was nobody I knew, no pastor I ever had. All of them that I had that taught the Word of God taught pre-tribulation rapture. Now, I always wanted to hear the other side, even though I didn't believe that I thought they were wrong because I studied it for myself. But I saw it the way I was taught. And I want, you know, I'm not afraid to delve into the Word and see things as they truly are. Now, one time I read what Jesus said, then I read what John wrote. John's writings is in more detail. And what Jesus said is more precise, but it's perfect. All of it's perfect. We interpret it wrong sometimes. But what Irvin Baxter showed me, it was a lot more. World War I and World War II and the Chernobyl disaster, those were some of the trumpets that sounded. And I saw it in a greater way. If you learn to listen, you can, and you're teachable, you can learn something. David Langford, Pastor Langford, he taught some things that was really, it was very eye-opening. And he fasted, and the Lord said the church will go through the tribulation. Now, bear with me. What he said is true. Jesus said, "We're in the earth, we'll have tribulations." Our tribulation, God, it don't come from God. It comes from Satan. It comes from the world system. A lot of Christians have been through tribulation, even though it was the church age. The church goes through tribulation because of grace. We go through it. We That I have always sensed a pushback from many people. And I could feel the enemy when I walk in the pulpit. I could tell that that were people that they were resisting against what I was saying. Now the Lord taught me to do warfare, and I was preaching in our church so much, where people are hungry for the word. And I had, you know, when I had to read scriptures at a friend's funeral, his funeral, and all kind of people go to a funeral. That's when you really have to do warfare, when people walk out of the world, don't want nothing to do with the church and run from the church, but they'll go to a funeral or a wedding or a holiday occasion. That's when you really have to do warfare. And I forgot to do warfare, and I was up there and I could feel the resistance. In this country, it's against the law to kill Christians. Our people have, you know, they were cutting people's heads off, putting it on YouTube when Obama was in office. And in fact, that's what caused Trump to become president. He saw it and he said he was running. He made up his mind that he would run, watching that video, according to the documentary. Now, what I'm saying is this. Ministry is warfare. And if you're going to follow God and do his will, you're going to have tribulation. That's just the way it is. And people die, people live, people are born again, and people break through the aggravations of this evil world. But the way it was taught, the church won't go through. Yes, you do. You're in it. But our tribulation lasted. It actually began with tribulation. Jesus Christ was they tried to kill him. You see what I'm saying? Even though we've received grace, built a nation, enjoyed many luxuries, and became the strongest nation on earth, we had a lot of problems getting to this point. It was not a cakewalk. This country has broken through slavery, made it against the law. All kind of wonderful exploits was done by people who just love the way of God and want freedom. Now, God wants to do much more than what we know. But the enemy will send interference to keep it from happening. So if you break through, you're just breaking through to do something. You're breaking through on a greater, in greater glories. And you're going to walk in greater glories. And that's what happened to me. As I kept breaking through, I saw things in greater ways. And the Lord gave me greater insight. And I said, I wish everybody could know it. But I didn't have a platform to tell people. I tried to. Then he gave me Living Letter Ministries. And I began. I could only give what he gave me to give. But the things that there were many things I had to sit on. I had to hold on to it and just let it be in my heart until he raised people up that could receive it. Now, when people are reluctant, I've seen in every stage of my life, I've seen people that could appreciate that message and people that hated that message. And all of the people who rejected it, it was because of seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Your life will change if you follow God. Your doctrine will change if you follow God. You got to embrace what God is saying, not interpretation. Sometimes we're parroting interpretations, and it's holding us back. And I want this foolishness needs to end. But when you follow God, the word of God is first pure, then gentle, and it's easy to be received. And you can gain perfect intelligence if you will only take time and hear God out and obey what he say do. And your life will work. I promise you're going to love it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. And all the seducing spirits, the seducing spirits hate you. And the doctrines of devils beset you. They come to beset you. But God loves you. And if you follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you're going to do perfect things. Remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.